Hey baddies, welcome to another episode of Confessions of a Talkaholic. I still don't have an intro, but we're just gonna do little random things until I find one that sticks. But for now, I think this is fine for this episode. Okay, it has been a minute since I did an episode. I think my last episode was in, I always have to double check, but honestly, I was so busy literally living my best life that I didn't have time to record. And I'm going to be talking about life today. That's kind of the topic. Okay, my last episode was, September 27th. So it's been a minute, but honestly, I used to not be able to make episodes because I was just so stressed and in such a bad place that I couldn't even find an hour of my time to talk. But this time it's been I've either been just out or at work that I haven't had the time, but in a good way, not in a life is holding me back from my passions, but life is just so good that I haven't, I guess I had the time to, reflect on it in a good way. And of course, you guys know I'm literally laying in my bed, just mic in hand talking. So it's 9:25 on a Tuesday night. And today was a good day. Today was honestly pretty chill. I just worked in the morning. I worked for my first job. And then in the afternoon, I worked for my second job. So today's topic is life is worth living. And I didn't think this was true until after I graduated college. And if you guys are either in college or finished college or whatever, you'll know what I'm talking about, because life is so hard when you're in school. Literally life is so hard. I think those 3 years that I was in college were the hardest years of my life, and I talked about it a lot. And my life has really, really changed for the better since then. And I knew I was gonna have to struggle basically to get where I wanted to be, but I didn't know I was gonna have to struggle that bad. But now, I can't say I have any complaints about my life. Obviously, there's always things that you're gonna want for it to be better, but I can't say there's one single thing that I'm missing right now, because everything is going so well. But basically, since the last time I recorded, I'm still a hopeless romantic, let the record show. And honestly, I got such a great response from so many people about that. So many people told me that they felt the same way, they were going through the same things. And even one of my lovely, lovely, lovely friends, Natalie, she reached out to me and was like, girl, I'm in the same boat. We both want to meet someone naturally. So she was like, let's just start putting ourselves out there. So we did go out once, since then, and it was really, really fun. I had a good time, and we're going to do it again because, you gotta keep trying. So that was that. Since that episode, let's see what else happened. Oh my gosh. Okay. I went to go see Junie. Literally so much was fun. I just came back from his tour. Also, before that, I dyed my hair. So I've literally had chunky highlights forever. The past 2022. So the past 2, almost 3 years, I've had chunky highlights. But guys, I have red hair now. I know, it's like a dark brown reddish. It's honestly a serve. It's pretty beautiful. I'm so sad that I didn't do this earlier, but yeah, that happened. But let me explain first. I did see Junie on tour. So first, I went to his first stop, which was in Vancouver, and That one, okay, well, I've always wanted to go to Vancouver, like always, always, always. And I was actually supposed to go after I graduated, but I ended up not going because ATEEZ announced their tour. So I was like, oh shoot, like, you know, gotta go see ATEEZ. So I've always wanted to go to Vancouver. But Junie announced his being like he's gonna go on tour and that he's, you know, going to Vancouver. Well, he's like from Vancouver, so it makes sense. But anyways, yeah. And like, oh my gosh, I was like, yes, I can go to Vancouver finally and see Junie. So I was very, very excited for that opportunity. And honestly, guys, I am in love with Vancouver. It's really, really beautiful. Like, I would definitely go again. Like, definitely, definitely, definitely go again. Like, for a weekend trip, for a week trip, whatever it is, I would for sure go again. So, like, the first day I was there, I went to watch the Dodger game because it was like the, was it the, yeah, it was a World Series. It was like game like two or three of the World Series. And it was honestly like really fun, but there wasn't any like diehard Dodger fans there, obviously. Like, there's people wearing like hats, but like no one wearing the shirts. And I was like fully wearing my shirt and I felt like so silly. But that was really cool. And then the second day, I went to Granville Island, which is low key like a Grand Central Market like kind of thing. They just have like different shops and foods, and it's just a beautiful, like beautiful, beautiful view. I ended up buying like a bunch of souvenirs there, so that was like pretty awesome. And then I also, okay, so Junie had like recommended some things for me to do while I was there. Like, I had asked him like, oh, like what do you recommend? Stuff like that. So I spent a day of like doing everything he recommended, which was honestly like so awesome. Like, it was such a good day. Like, he gave me things that I should do, so I did it in that day because I basically had the time, and it was literally perfect. Like, literally perfect. So yeah, it was awesome. And then, you know, just going out to eat, trying different places. I also went to the Vancouver Aquarium, which, like, as a science nerd, it was like freaking awesome. I really, really loved it. And then I met up with a friend that I had made when I was in Toronto. She lives in Vancouver, so I met up with her one night, and that was really fun. And then the concert, oh, it was so good. I'm not gonna spend too much time like talking about the concerts, honestly. Just because I don't know if that's something that people want to hear. But in summary, it was like the best thing ever, because we thought we were gonna get like group pictures, but they told us that like because we had like the highest VIP, we were gonna do like one-on-one pictures and like a fan sign basically, which I was like, oh my gosh, like that's kind of crazy, like that's intimate. And I was like, oh shoot, and I was like so nervous, and like my hands were like super cold and shaky, but he's super nice, like super super nice. And honestly, there's so much that I could share about this tour of like things that happened, but I kind of want to keep those things like personal, because like not that I'm like some celebrity or whatever, like oh my gosh, that's like when a girl's trying to like soft launch her man, like girl, nobody wants your man, like try to act all mysterious. It's not that. It's just like I don't feel the need to say it again. Like, ugh, baddies, trust. Like, I kind of want to, but like, I probably will anyways. We'll see. We'll see where this goes. But he just made me feel like so happy and like so special. But yeah, guys, there was definitely some moments where I was like, oh, like, what a man. Literally, what a man. I was like, ooh, like, why is he kind of, okay. Yeah, okay. I'm just gonna stop because eep, I don't know if y'all want to hear about the whole concert experience, but if you do, text me if you have like my number or my Instagram. Also, I should start like linking my Instagram. If you guys don't follow me, my Instagram is Dana Sterp, DaynuSderp. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure people that listen to this podcast like are literally the only people that know me in person. However, whenever I do check, like what countries people listen to me, oh my gosh, like there's so many people in like different countries that listen to me. So if you listen to me from another country, like, oh my gosh, please, like, DM me or something. Like, I would love to, like, hear from you because, like, what the heck? I can't believe, like, for example, I have, like, a lot of listeners in the Philippines, which is crazy. Like, shout out to the Philippines if you're listening, tuning in from there. I also have some listeners in Australia. I have, like, a couple people from Singapore, I think, too. But it's like, oh my gosh, like that's literally so crazy. Like, y'all live in different countries and you listen to me. Eep. Okay, imagine me like biting my finger. And like, of course, like people in different states too. But it's like, oh my gosh, like eep, that I think that's like so freaking cool. But yeah, so if you listen to me from another country, I appreciate you a lot. Let me see. Then Halloween happened. That was really fun. I just spent it with my cousin. And then I waited like two, it was like 2 or 3 weeks again until I saw Junie in the next stops. But in between then, I did go to Disneyland with my bestie. So that was super fun because I hadn't been in like years. So going again was pretty fun. However, I don't know if I would get a pass. Like, I really liked it. But I don't know if I would get a pass because I like it being special when I do go. Because I feel like when you go a lot, it makes it a little bit less special. And also, like, the lines are kind of crazy, but you know, that's a given. And it's like when you go, like, you got to pay for parking and food. And, like, you know, it's like a whole added thing, which I don't really have disposable income like that to just be disposing of. So maybe I wouldn't get a pass until I'm like rich or something. But yeah. Let's see, what else? More work. I don't know. I literally talked about this movie in my Hopeless Romantic episode, but there's a movie called Dinner in America, and if you haven't watched it, I highly recommend that you do. And basically, they were doing a showing of it in like a movie theaters. So my friend and I, we went to go watch it and it was awesome. And they did like a Q&A session with, the director, I think two of the producers, and then like the actress, like the main girl from the movie showed up. So that was honestly really cool. Okay. And yeah, that was that. Okay. After this, baddies. Was the Junie concert in LA, and let me tell you, like, everything worked out in the most like silliest, craziest way possible. So basically, I wasn't gonna go to his show in LA, because one of my really good friends was gonna come from out of town for another concert, so I was like, oh shoot, like, I'd rather leave that day open so we could hang out. And I can like I'm gonna see him at other stops. Like, I won't die if I don't see him in LA. And also, like, that venue was like super like sketch. And it was like, okay, well, if I go, like, no one's gonna drop me off and pick me up. Like, I'm gonna have to like Uber there and back. And I'm like, oh, do I want to do that? Because like I was gonna go to the SF show, which I would have to have left the next day. So I'm like, it'll just be a stretch. And honestly, like, there's some people that I've had uncomfortable experiences with that go to the LA shows. So it's like, I didn't really want to pay to put myself in a position where, like, I was going to be at a venue that I wasn't really comfortable at with people that I wasn't really comfortable at, knowing that I have, like, so much things to do. So yeah, that was kind of the synopsis of why I wasn't going to go. And then I won, like, I entered a raffle contest thing. I was like, you know what? Like, it doesn't hurt to enter. So I entered a raffle like contest thing and I actually won like a general admission ticket for the show. And I was like, oh cool, like, you know, I still want to see him, like, I'll just get this like GA ticket. So I get the GA ticket and they like basically there was a cafe event hosted for him. So I was like, oh shoot, like, I'll just go to that cafe event with my friend and we can hang out there for a bit. And they're actually gonna do a raffle. So they're doing a raffle for a VIP ticket. And okay, at that point, my friend actually bought like tickets for another concert that night. So I was like, okay, like, we're literally only gonna hang out during the day. Like, that's cool, it's chill. So I was like, you know what, let me just enter the raffle for the VIP ticket, right? And she entered the raffle with my friend for a signed album. So later on, I find out that I won the VIP ticket and that she won the signed album. But she was going to go to the other concert. And mind you, she's from out of town, so she wasn't going to be able to, like, basically pick up the album. So she was like, oh, how about you take the album so you get the VIP ticket and the album? So I'm like, oh, sweet. Like, this is awesome, you know? And then, like, the person who was kind of, like, running the event, super, super nice, super, super sweet. She, like, tells me, she's like, oh, well, because you already have, like, the signed album and the, like, VIP thing, we might as well, like, upgrade you to, like, the highest VIP, which includes all of that, plus, like, a one-on-one picture. So, like, mind you, I went from not getting a ticket to winning a GA ticket to winning a VIP ticket to winning a signed album to winning the highest, like, VIP thing, basically. Like, so crazy. Such like a crazy, crazy experience. And because I wasn't expecting any of this, I looked terrible. Like, I literally looked like a security guard. Like, I was wearing, like, black cargo pants, a black shirt, and, like, a black, like, Dodgers hat, because I was like, he's not even gonna see me. I'm just gonna go, like, casual because I have a flight to catch tomorrow. Like, I got no clothes, and, like, I really don't care what I look like. And then I just ended up getting, like, this huge, like, rush of anxiety because I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm gonna look so ugly. Like, he's never seen me this ugly before. And I was just, you know, being little insecure Dana. So, yeah, that was on me. Anyways, the concert was, like, freaking amazing. And Junie took my phone, which I was like, dude, all these pretty girls, like, you should have taken their phone because I look so bad. Like, but it was like freaking awesome. But some people were like, oh, do you do brujería? Like, and I was like, oh no. Like, all the people around me when Junie took my phone was like, oh my gosh, how are you so lucky? How are you so lucky? Like, they're like, why did he choose you? And I'm like, girl, I don't know. Like, I'm like the fuggliest one here. Like, I don't know why I was chosen. So that was crazy. And this is what I mean. Like, life is literally crazy. So then anyways, after that, went to SF the next day. Oh, before that. You know, maybe I'm gonna get to that part later. Actually, I'm gonna get to that part later. So I went to SF and then I hung out with my really, really good friend Bree and my good friend Miranda. And then it was like such a great day. Like, literally just hit up our spots in SF. And then saw Junie for the SF concert. Also amazing. Such a great show. And then the next day left to Seattle. And I saw my other really good friend Jill, which was amazing. And then there was a Seattle concert, which was like a special moment of its own, which I will get to some parts about that later. That show was great. And then the next couple days I actually spent in Seattle with Jill, and we were just like sightseeing and going around and eating and stuff. And then I got back. Okay, mind you, it's Tuesday. I got back Saturday, so this is last week. And I actually went to a club kind of event thing where this DJ who, like, works with Junie was going, and, like, I follow that DJ, and he posted that he was going to be in LA, so I was like, oh shoot, like, let me go, like, that sounds like so much fun, because I've never been to, like, one of those, like, event things where there's, like, a DJ and, like, people are all surrounded around the DJ, like, that's, like, not a club, you know what I mean? And I'm like, oh shoot, like, you know, this is Junie's DJ, like, let me go out and support. And we're gonna get around to why that ended up being random and crazy. And here I am today with my normal life. So, yeah. That is, like, essentially my, oh my gosh, not my 20-minute life update. Well, actually, 19 minutes and 45 seconds of a life date. Life date. Oh my gosh, life update. Okay, now I'm gonna get into how life is worth living, but first, how life is so random. Okay, so first of all, me winning like that ticket upgrade was literally so random and crazy that that happened, but like, wow, you know, it did. And life is so crazy because, like, I would have never imagined my life being what it is now. And the fact that I allowed so many things to happen to me, not things, but like, the fact that I allowed myself to be treated a certain way when, like, there was better waiting for me, like, blows my mind. And honestly, I'm a crybaby, so I'm probably gonna cry about it. But let me tell you guys, let's go back to 2023. The first 6 months of 2023 were amazing, okay? Like, literally amazing. The last 6 months of 2023 were awful. Like, the worst 6 months ever, okay? And then the first 6 months of 2024 were, like, the worst. Like, when I tell you guys, like, I had never been so down in my life. Like, I spent 6 months being angry, being hurt, like, feeling so many different ways that, like, I would never wish the way I felt upon anyone. So essentially, I just, like, had a bad six last months of 2023 and a bad first 6 months of 2024. So basically, I had a really bad year. Not, like, you know, the same year, broken up in two. But I had, like, the worst, like, worst year of my life, essentially. And I didn't see a way out. Like, I didn't see how it could get better. And I really couldn't imagine how I'm feeling now. Like, I never thought that I would be happy. And life is so crazy because it could all turn around so quickly. Like, these last couple months since June, so these last 5 months since I graduated, have been, like, the best months of my life. Like, it almost makes that year of suffering, like, I don't want to say worth it, but worth waiting for. Like, when I tell you, I was overworking myself, and we all know this. I mean, we've all listened to the last episodes, and I just poured, like, my whole entire self into work and school, and I totally detached myself from who I was, so I could literally just learn and work. And I thought that was my life. I thought all I was, like, good for was to be a student and employee. Like, I didn't know what I liked. I didn't know, like, how I felt. Like, I genuinely didn't, like, know who I was outside of, like, my work and school. Like, I reduced myself down to that. And I literally, like, would just tell myself, like, After I graduate, like, I'm gonna get it together, I'm gonna figure it all out, like, I'll be happy after I graduate. And I really didn't think I would. Like, I would just say that just for the sake of, like, people not being, like, concerned about me. And just, like, yeah, like, I, and then for this year, sorry, I'm, like, all over the place, like, for this year, this first 6 months, I literally, like, was just praying every single night, like, for God to turn things around, for things to happen. Like, everything that I was praying for 6 months, none of that happened. Everything I wanted, everything I needed. Well, I mean, I had, you know, like, food, shelter, like, you know, whatever. Like, I had what I needed, but not, like, mentally. Like, I was mentally so weak. Like, anything would have knocked me down. Like, I literally lost it, like, a million and one times. Okay, now like people would say I was crashing out, but like I was really crashing out. And I thought like nothing was going to happen for me. And I spent 6 months feeling that way. And these last 5 months, every single thing I've prayed for happened. Everything. Everything that I spent all that time like wanting and like wishing I would get, like I got it. And honestly, like it feels unreal. Like it feels like the Dana that I was 6 months ago, or, you know, beginning of this year, end of last year, like that wasn't me. Like, I am so sorry if you knew me during that time, because that wasn't me. Like, that was a version of myself that I never want to be again, that I never want anyone to know. Like, I wish I could go back and just, like, I can't go back, but, like, that wasn't me. Like, I was just so, like, dark. Like, I was just so filled with, not negativity, but negativity, basically. Like, I wasn't happy, so I wasn't, like, intentionally hurting anyone or anything. Like, well, maybe I was, if I hurt anyone, like, it was completely unintentional. But it wasn't me. And, like, it didn't feel right. Like, everything I said didn't feel like it was me saying it. Like, I don't know if anyone has ever, like, gotten to a point in their life where they're, like, disassociating. But, you know, when, like, you feel like you're watching your life happen in front of you, but you're not living it. It's kind of like an out-of-body type of thing where, like, you're seeing yourself, like, for example, like, do your homework, but you're not, like, feeling like you're actually there. You're just watching yourself. That's what I felt like for a year. And looking back at it, like, I was miserable. I was so miserable. But if it wasn't for, like, these last few months, like, I really wouldn't have known that, like, life is worth living. Like, when Justin Bieber said life is worth living, he meant it. Like, and I can't believe it took me so long to feel it. And, like, for anyone else, I guess, that knows what that feels like or is currently feeling like that, like, trust me, it gets better. Like, it's not gonna happen soon. It took me months. Like, and for some people, I don't know if it'll take weeks, days, years, however long, but, like, it does end. And it's, you know what? The problem isn't even always you. The problem is your environment sometimes. And sometimes you have to leave. Like, in my case, I couldn't leave until I graduated, but I finally left. And, like, look how everything turned around, you know? Which is, like, it's just so crazy. Because I wouldn't have ever imagined that it would happen to me, but it did. And honestly, like, everyone just thinks that I have, like, good luck and stuff like that, but it's not even that. Like, I had to go through so much to get where I am now, but I wouldn't have appreciated what I have now if it wasn't for what I went through then. And if I was given back then what I have now, I would have never appreciated it, because I would have been like, oh, finally, like, you know, it took long enough, but now I can sit back and appreciate that it was good timing that I got it now and not earlier. But yeah, I don't know if any of this is making sense. I'm kind of just rambling on, but I guess that is where I'm at right now with life. Like, I'm really happy. I'm still, you know, confused about certain things, but I'm literally only 21. Like, you're not supposed to have everything figured out ever, you know? Like, things just happen, and things happen and things don't happen, and I'm just kind of going where God takes me right now. Which brings me to my next point. Career. Like, I was so set that I was going to be doing something with my career that I wanted, but, like, It's hard because, like, jobs now, they're like, okay, well, you need like 3 to 5 years paid experience in this field, right? But no one is giving out entry level jobs. No one. Like, there's no entry level jobs for what I want to do, which is kind of, hard. Because, like, how are you supposed to start? Or how are you supposed to end up getting somewhere if you can't even start? Like, they want you to be like halfway through the race, they don't give you a start line. So you're like, huh? So that kind of like blows. So I might be changing what I want to do with my career, and this is something I need to like talk to someone like that can give me mentorship, I guess, about, because I don't really know how to approach this. Or if it's something that I should be doing, but I'm gonna talk to someone about it literally on Thursday. But basically, I might probably will be going down the track of like becoming a science teacher because I really, really love science. Obviously, like I pursued education in science, and I feel like I didn't start loving science until high school. So I would love to like do high school science. Because there's so much like out there that you can do with it that like I don't think a lot of people realize, because when they think science, they think like, oh, I can only be like a nurse or a doctor. But like there's so much more, and science is fun, and like I love it enough to teach it, and I would love to just like impact other people with like my love and passion for it to like pass down to them. Like, I think that that's really special. But I'm gonna be, thinking about it, praying about it, talking to like mentors about it, see what they think, if it's right for me. So yeah, that's kind of like where I'm at, but it's confusing, but like it's not. Like, it feels right, but also like I don't know. I guess I just gotta think about it. But I've only been thinking about it for like a couple weeks anyway. So obviously I need to think about it for like, another month, and then maybe by then I'll have like a better idea, and who knows, maybe the next episode I update on tells you what decision I made. Yeah. Okay, next, love life. Okay, do I have one? No. But let me tell you guys. Like I talked about in my last episode, that there was like a guy that I really liked. My sister just made noise anyways. That there was a guy that I really liked. And even though he wasn't like nice to me or anything, and like all that stuff, that if he were to text me, I would still answer and like essentially give him another chance, is what I talked about, because I am a hopeless romantic and apparently so down bad for him. But anyways, after this, well, actually, okay, so first I had like a conversation with like some people at my church, and like, okay, the girls were supporting my delusions, right? Love them. Love them for that. But the guys were literally, they set me straight. Like, they put me in my place. And essentially, like, they brought me back to where I needed to be. Because I was over here, like, really thinking, like, no, like, this guy could be the one. But they were like, no, Dana, like, if he wanted you, if he liked you, like, you would know. And honestly, it does come down to that. Like, if they wanted to, they would. And clearly, like, he doesn't. So there's that. And I know that's what it comes down to, but I wanted to ignore it. But I was telling them that, like, one time I had texted him, and like to this day never got a text back, essentially. And one of the guys said, if he can't text you back, how do you expect him to love you back? And that like shook me to my core. Like, because he's right, and I wanted to ignore it so bad. And another guy was like, you know what you have to do, but you don't want to do it. Because you want to do what you want to do, basically. Something like that. And I was like, no, because they're right. Like, I know what's right and wrong, but I'm choosing to be delusional because I want to hold on to this, right? And, like, I know, I don't know if it's dramatic to, like, you know, live by that, that if he can't text you back, he can't love you back, but it's true. Because why can't you just answer a simple text? Like, it's not that hard. Like, I know you saw it. So, that, and I was really trying to ignore that, but, like, I can't ignore what they said because it's true. Like, it's literally so true. So, yeah, I'm glad I had that conversation with them, and I'm seeing them on Thursday. So, I cannot wait to go back and tell them, like, don't worry, guys, I'm healed. However, that is only part one to how that healed me. Part two is that, like, okay, this is something I guess I will say. Junie, like, is so freaking nice. Like, he's such a nice guy. Like, he really, like, listens to you when you're, like, talking to him, and he's really nice, and, like, he asks questions, and, like, you know, he's a good person to, like, talk to. Like, he's, and I know I'm just a fan. I know. But, like, I've met him, like, a couple times now to where, like, he knows me and, like, we can comfortably, like, have a conversation. And it's just nice to, like, talk to someone that's nice to you when, like, obviously, like, I'm his fan. Like, I think he's really cute and cool. So, like, a guy that I think is really cute and cool, like, being nice to me is, like, ooh, you know? And obviously, yes, I know. It's not going to be me. I know. It's nice talking to a nice, cute guy. That's it. I will just leave it at that. And basically, like, I had posted a story that, like, I didn't even tag him, and I didn't even think he was even gonna see it, because I was just posting just a post or whatever, basically just talking about, like, my concert experience, and he liked my story. Like, he wasn't even tagged, he just liked it. And then I was like, oh shoot. And then I once again didn't even think he was gonna look at it. So I DM'd him, and I was like, oh my gosh, so embarrassed, bae. Like, I didn't even think you were gonna see that. And then, like, he, like, responded with, like, hearts. And I was like, that is so sweet. And it brought me back to, like, dang, this man is a whole celebrity. Like, a whole celebrity. But had the time to watch my story, like it, and send me, like, hearts. Meanwhile, I'm over here, like, wasting my good brain, like, on a man that couldn't even text me back after he was talking to me all day, like, in person. Like, that shook me to my core. And I was talking to my friend, and this was before, like, I had even, like, seen, or went on tour again, not went on tour, but you know what I mean, went to the concerts again. But she was like, she brought it up again, like, if he wanted to, he would. And she was like, remember, like, just basically just saying if he wanted to, he would. And she was like, because one time, like, Junie watched my story, like, randomly, and I was like, oh, that's kind of crazy. And she was like, he wanted to watch your story, and he did. And that is so true. Like, once again, I know it's not that big of a deal, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But to me, it was like, dude, if this celebrity that I think is, like, super cute and cool can like my story and, like, literally just respond to my DM, even if it was just, like, hearts, like, still, that is more than that, like, bum man has given me in ever. Like, well, basically. And then it's like, oh my gosh, like, what am I doing? And so, at another stop, my hands, okay, so, like, when you sign your album or whatever, Junie, like, shakes your hand and, like, says bye, like, you know, super, super nice, super respectful, but anyways, so he, like, shook my hand, but my hands were, like, freezing cold, because we were, like, outside for, like, hours, so my hands were, like, freezing and shaking, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, my hands are cold. And then he, like, rubs his hands against mine, and then he's like, oh, I'll warm that up for you. Like, tell me that is not
like the sweetest freaking gesture ever. Like, that is so, so nice. Like, so above and beyond. And then, like, throughout the tour, like, I didn't go to all the stops, but I only went to a few. But, like, the stops that I did go to, like, he always, like, took my phone and was, like, he always took a video on my phone. Like, I don't know, he always, like, told me I looked good. Like, he thought my outfits were nice. Like, literally imagine, like, your celebrity crush complimenting you and, like, being so nice to you. Like, doesn't that make you, like, raise your standards? That's literally what happened to me. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, what am I doing wasting, like, my, I wouldn't say time, because I didn't really spend much time on that man, but, like, wasting my emotions, I would say, on a guy that couldn't, like, gaff about me. Like, a guy that didn't even have the decency to text me back. Like, a guy that literally ignores me. Like, and was mean to me. Like, what am I doing? You know, it makes you, like, oh my gosh, you know? So, yeah. And at the last stop that I saw him at, I felt the need to tell him, I guess. So, I told him, I was like, oh, like, I just wanted to say, like, thank you for, like, being so nice and, like, literally just making me feel, like, so special. And I was like, because I wanted to text that guy so bad. I wanted to just, like, I wanted to be like, so dude, what are we? Even though I know what we are, nothing. But in my sick, twisted head, I thought there was something. There wasn't, because he doesn't want me. And so I told him, I was like, I literally almost, like, put someone toxic back into my life. And I was like, but because, like, you're, like, so nice and, like, you know, all that, like, it made me realize, like, I shouldn't like a guy that's basically mean to me. And he was like, no, Dana, no. He's like, you deserve better. He's like, Dana, you deserve a guy that's good to you and good for you. And I was like, you know, like, for basically the love of my life to tell me that, like, I deserve better and I deserve a man that's good to me and good for me, like, that'll do it. That'll really, really do it. Because I'm like, oh my gosh, like, you're literally my celebrity crush and you're telling me I deserve better. Like, oh my gosh, like, you're right, I do. And, like, okay, this is something that I know I should have realized on my own, whatever, blah blah blah, but guys, like, it's so people are always like, oh, like, you should move, not to me, but, like, in general, people always say, like, oh, you know, move on, find someone new. Bae, where are these new people? Where are these new people at? Because I go out, not all the time, but, like, I go places, like, you know, I'm in public places where people are, and no one new is there. Like, no one's approaching me, no one's texting me, like, no one's hitting me up. Granted, I'm not on dating apps, but we went through that before in the last episode. I refuse. But, like, there's just no one new. Like, if you want to meet someone organically, like, you know there's no one out there. But, like, you know what? I'm going to wait my turn patiently. However, like, that, it's just, like, it's so hard. But I'm going to wait. I'll wait for my Prince Charming. Thank you very much. But it's just, like, it's so crazy. Like, for him to tell me that, like, I deserve someone that's good to me and good for me, I'm like, bae, you're right. You are so right. Because if this celebrity man who, okay, well, I don't want to believe that he's being paid to be nice to me. I want to believe he's just a nice person and is just nice overall. Because everyone says he's super nice. Like, everyone says he's super nice. I mean, you know what? He's a nice person. But, like, imagine your celebrity crush, like, basically knocking sense into you, being like, yeah, girl, you deserve better than that. Like, oh my gosh, like, that was crazy. So what I said last episode about, like, if he were to text me, I would answer. I wouldn't answer. Like, that, oh my gosh, I'm literally gonna cry. I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm closing that chapter in my life. I really am, because, like, I deserve better. Like Junie said, I deserve a guy that's good to me and good for me. And that man is A, not good to me, and B, not good for me. Because if he was, I would know. You know? Like,
And ladies, once again, if he cannot text you back, he cannot love you back. And if a celebrity, my celebrity crush literally texted me back, like, guys, trust, there's better out there. There is better out there. My celebrity crush is not attainable to me because he is a celebrity crush and a celebrity and I'm a normal person. But, like, trust, guys. Trust. Like, if that could happen to little old me, there's better out there for all of us. Because, like, why do we pretty smart women, like, waste our emotions on these guys that couldn't give a fart about us? It makes me so frustrated that, like, I spent so much emotion and time and energy, like, thinking about this guy or, like, talking about him. But this is, well, obviously this is the last time I talk about him, because I don't need him in my life anymore. But it's like, that took me forever. But I can honestly say, like, I'm letting it go. Like, this is it. Like, even if no one else comes along, like, I'm moving on. And this is not something I'd ever say I would do or, like, think I would do. But yeah, it's because life is crazy. And life didn't end when he didn't text me back, guys. Life didn't end because it got better. Because now I can flex and be like, oh yeah, my celebrity crush warmed up my hands. Yep. Like, my celebrity crush watches and liked my story. Yep. Did yours? See? So, all in all to say, you never know where life is going to take you. Because I didn't know where my life was going to take me. And I thought my life was over, like, so many times throughout college. Like, I thought that I had no hope, and I thought that I wasn't good for anything besides being a student, and I didn't think I could ever be happy because I didn't think I deserved it, and I didn't think I'd ever get anything I ever wanted. Like, I just thought I don't know what I thought. I just didn't think that it wasn't gonna be me, and I didn't think that I could ever say that I loved my life and actually meant it. But, like, guys, it happened. Like, it actually turned around for me. Like, it really turned around. And I don't know. Like, trust me, guys. Like, if it could happen to me, it could really happen to you. And I'm sorry if that sounds corny. But it's like, I've been in the gutter. Like, I've been in it, guys. Like, I know what it feels like. And I really didn't think there was any way of, like, getting up. But, like, I did. And I love my life. Even though all I do is work. Well, now all I do is work. And, you know, I just, like, I like my simple life. Like, I like that I go to work and then I come home and I eat and I just, like, mess around with my family and I just, like, talk to my sister and then, like, occasionally go and get, like, a boba with my friends or go out to eat with my friends and then, like, you know, on the weekends, chill and every once in a while go to a concert, go to a different city, go to a different state, just travel and, like, meet the love of my life. Like, I love that, and, like, I'm so happy that it worked out, and I hope that it works out for you guys, too, and I hope that whatever you guys are, you know, wishing for, praying for, I hope it happens to you, and don't be afraid to wish for it on your birthday, because all of my birthday wishes came true, and all of my, whenever my eyelashes fall and I make a wish, all those came true. And I made, like, a Pinterest board at the beginning of the year, and I titled it, It Will Happen, and I just uploaded pictures of what I wanted my life to look like, and all those things happened. Like, all of them happened. Mind you, I didn't think that any of them would,
I didn't really plan for any of those things to happen, but, like, it just did. And, like, if you see it and you, like, really believe it, like, it'll happen. And if it doesn't, like, just wait. And if you're waiting and it still doesn't happen, like, it just wasn't meant to be. And take it at that in the best way possible. Because some things aren't meant for you, for the better. And, like, some things I feel like just have to happen. Like it's sad, but sometimes your life has to get worse before it could get better. And I hate that any of us have to struggle, but, like, it makes you appreciate it a million times more when you get it. And especially when you're, like, waiting for it. Because by the time you get it, like, you'll be matured and realize why you didn't get it back then. And, yeah. Sorry if none of this made sense, but it made sense to me. And, yeah. I think I'm gonna end it here. But, if you guys have any thoughts, you guys are always more than welcome to text me after the episode. People usually do, and I love when people text me after an episode. Eep, it makes me so happy. But, with that, I'm gonna go to sleep because I have to wake up early for work. LOL. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.